So tell us first a little bit about the research study that's going on that Walk the Walk has made a grant towards.
So we're doing some really fascinating work. We're looking at whether a dog can detect breast cancer in a lady from a breath sample. The reason we started this, because there are anecdotal stories, many people are aware of them, of dogs seeming to warn people about cancers, and many women have talked about breast cancer. And in fact, my own dog, Daisy, warned me. She was actually a cancer dog in training, but she actually warned me about my own breast cancer. It led me to wonder how she'd done it. So we've started with breath. We're working with the Buckinghamshire NHS Trust, and we're collecting samples from ladies that come through the clinic. Obviously, sadly, some of them have a diagnosis of breast cancer, so we're able to try and train the dogs to detect which breath tubes, which tubes that women have blown into are from people with cancer and which are from people who are healthy, who have other disease. We're in the early stages of this work, and whilst we've got some data that's interesting, we're now not convinced that it is the breath the dogs are using, so we're actually starting to investigate other areas. For example, is it a breast pad, and is it coming through the skin? So these are all questions that we're going to be asking in the future, and without the support of Walk the Walk, we wouldn't be able to do this work and make these incredible discoveries.
And what role is Walk the Walk playing in terms of making this study happen?
So we've had a fantastic grant, £10,000, towards the tubes and the collection of samples. So these are the tubes that go to the ladies in the clinic and the research nurses collect. And this is incredibly important. You know, every patient has to be sat with and has to have their own collection pack, and it'll be the same with the breast pads. And also, they're raising awareness for us. They're letting people know what we're doing, that we are actually working towards, hopefully, a way of diagnosing cancer and breast cancer early and non-invasively.
But how sure can we be about the reliability of the dogs sniffing out the cancer?
Well, this is what we're doing now, actually. I mean, it's any diagnostic tool, you have to do the science properly. You can't, you know, make claims from anecdotes to what might happen in the future. So these next few years, it's incredibly important that the science is good to provide a good evidence base, whether dogs can do this reliably over a much larger sample size. So it won't be for many years that we'll have the full results. But as you know, all research starts somewhere, and these anecdotal stories give us a huge hope of great potential in the future.
What do you think that potential could actually be, ultimately?
So I think the potential could be that women and men will go into GP's clinics in the future, they'll blow into tubes, they'll give urine samples, and they'll be screened by electronic systems that will mimic the dog's nose. But until we find out how well the dog can do it and where these volatiles are present, then it's a bit like for the scientists looking for needles in haystacks. The dogs can give us a big step forward. They can tell us a urine sample contains prostate cancer reliably. You know, the dogs can find it all the time. A breath sample can find lung cancer reliably. So these are the things we need, the answers we need to know before the electronic systems can really take over.